As otolaryngologists, we see these patients and they do actually respond very well to steroids. We're not alone in our steroid use. Pulmonologists, allergists, immunologists, dermatologists, all of these are fields that are known for high utilization of oral corticosteroids. But we've come to understand recently that there are both short-term and long-term risks. Now, there are many studies in the literature looking at the long-term risks for oral corticosteroids. This is one particular one, though, that's very interesting because of how large it is. So this looked at patients, almost 25,000 patients in matched pairs of asthmatics who had some exposure during their lifetime over this 25-year study to oral corticosteroids, and those who had no exposure. And when you looked at their odds ratios for different risk factors, it was very impressive how not just the amount of risk that increased, but also the different types of risk. And this is just a small selection of some of the risks. Everything where you would sort of expect from osteoporosis and fractures to other things like sleep apnea, renal impairment, psychiatric disorders, all of these risks were elevated. And the interesting thing about this study was it demonstrated a dose response relationship so that the more steroids you got, the worse risk you had. And in fact, you began to have an elevated risk with as little as just 500 milligrams or half a gram. So when you think about what we use for a burst of oral steroids, let's say you give someone 50 milligrams of prednisone for 6 days, already there's 300 milligrams. You're getting very close to that 500 milligram threshold, that half a gram. One more burst puts them over, and for that patient, for their lifetime exposure, you've really altered their risk factors. So it's something we need to think very strongly about before we use these medications.